We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD is stepping up security at potential LGBTQ targets. The New York State Police have been ordered to do the same. And word of the attack landed hard at a vigil in the village.
It was an hour-long vigil outside the Stonewall Inn, birthplace of the gay rights movement. It's held every year on Transgender Day of Remembrance. But the deadly attack at a gay bar in Colorado Springs was clearly on everyone's mind, like Stephen Love Menendez.
I'm mortified. Horrified. Just, I feel there's so much hateful rhetoric coming around through our political system.
City Councilman Eric Botcher said there are attacks here in the city all the time, though not as deadly. He said the gay bar on 9th Avenue called Verse was attacked Saturday night.
They had a brick thrown through the window for the fourth time in the last few weeks.
Botcher blamed the rhetoric of the political right for the violence against the LGBTQ community. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside the Stonewall Inn.
And more on that attack now on Verz from Glenn Schuck. Glenn?
Very clear surveillance footage of this suspect from this latest incident. We'll put it up on our website. This happened 10 o'clock Saturday night. You can see in the video a man walking up with a brick in hand and smashing it into the window here at Verz. And while the front window didn't shatter, it left a large crack behind. Shockingly, the third time something like this has happened in a week here. Owner David DiParalisa, who spoke with us, saying that he installed laminated glass when he first opened up Verse over the summer, worried about attacks like this.
The LGBT community has always had to find ways to protect itself, and it has always been under various kinds of threats. But it feels like we're in maybe the pendulum has swung back in the direction of open hatred.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM, 49th and 9th.
NYPD also stepping up security around synagogues following a hate crime threat.
21-year-old Christopher Brown of Aquabog accused of tweeting, "Should I become a husband or shoot up a synagogue and die?" Prosecutors say he also posted, "This time, I'm really going to do it." Mitch Silber says it was his intelligence analysts at the Community Security Initiative who found the Twitter account Friday morning and got the FBI and NYPD involved.
So suddenly you're looking for the ultimate needle in a haystack. Find one person out of 8.5 million.
Brown and co-defendant 22-year-old Matthew Marrer of the Upper West Side arrested Friday night at Penn Station. Prosecutors say Brown had a large military-style knife on him and a swastika arm patch. According to court documents, police also found a Glock-style pistol and large-capacity magazine in a bag in the lobby of Marrer's building on West 94th Street.
We're all sort of breathing a big sigh of relief.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Manhattan Criminal Court.
There are a lot of complaints about school bus service in New York City, and some members of the city council say they intend to get to the bottom of these problems, as Roger Stern reports live from City Hall this morning. Roger?
Lee, Department of Education officials will appear before a joint hearing today to answer some tough questions. Gail Brewer chairs the city council's Oversight and Investigations Committee.
The buses often don't arrive on time to pick the children up, to get them to school, particularly the children with special needs.
There's also been a shortage of drivers since the pandemic. Education Committee Chair Rita Joseph says some students have not shown up at school at all because they don't have routes.
The buses often don't arrive on.
A win for me is when all of my New York City kids can get to school in a timely fashion.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at City Hall.
Well, this is one of the reasons you never hear people say, "Boy, I'd sure like to move to Buffalo one day. They got 6 feet of snow or more to shovel in parts of that city." This woman says, don't expect to see her at work today, even though she got off relatively lightly with only 4 feet of snow.
We cannot get out. Like, there's 4 feet of snow in the street. There's 4 feet of snow in most people's driveways still.
But, Governor Hochul is proud of her fellow Buffalonians for sticking it out.
This has been an historic storm. Without a doubt, it's one for the record books. And as someone who's from Buffalo and has lived in upstate my entire life, we've seen a lot of snow. But when you hit 80 to 85 inches over the course of just a couple of days snow event, that is one to tell your grandkids about.
She's calling out the National Guard to help check in on people and also with snow removal. The Buffalo Bills didn't stick around Buffalo, though. They moved their Sunday game against the Browns to Detroit, one with Orchard Park being buried under 77 inches of snow. Kyrie Irving has apparently apologized enough now. The Nets have lifted his suspension, as we hear from Mark Rene this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, he was back on the court last night in Brooklyn after one final mea culpa.
Just want to offer my deep apologies to all those who are impacted over these last few weeks, specifically my Jewish relatives, my black relatives, you know, all races and cultures.
And then the Nets were able to win, beating Memphis 127-115, as Kyrie, admittedly a little rusty after missing eight games, finished with 14 points and 5 rebounds in 26 minutes.
There's no way I can create NBA basketball when I'm just sitting at home with my friends. As much as I want to compete with them, as much as I love it, it's just nothing like being out here.
Which he said he never doubted would happen again. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Midtown South, a police precinct that includes Times Square, has had a busy year. The Daily News reports grand larceny, burglaries, and robberies were all up substantially in Midtown South during the first 10 months of the year. One resident who lives near the Port Authority bus terminal says we're repeating the 80s. People are wilding out. The owner of a family business in the Garmin District points to a homeless camp on West 39th Street with open drug use. He says it makes for an unsafe quality of life. Staffing levels at Midtown South are down by about 30% from peak, but the Daily News reports all the other stats are way up. Robberies up 49%, burglaries up 55%, and grand larceny up 66% year over year. New York State legalized recreational marijuana back in March, but so far has left the business of selling marijuana to the usual suspects while slow-rolling the launch of licensed marijuana dispensaries. However, the New York Times reports the State Office of Cannabis Management has come up with a list of 36 businesses and nonprofits which are under consideration for the first round of retail licenses. That's out of a pool of 903 applicants. The chosen candidates are mostly businesses owned by or controlled by people convicted of marijuana-related offenses or their close relatives, also a few nonprofits that serve people with criminal records. All those finalists are expected to be approved when the board takes a vote on the matter today. As for when you'll actually be able to go to a dispensary and buy marijuana, that's not clear. There is a lawsuit challenging the application criteria, and the state's temporarily blocked from issuing licenses in some areas, including Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.